one of the 5 key priorities of government, and therefore it's really going to be very tough. So I would in areas where the secretariat wants to just make some clarities, and or if there are any additions, I will allow her to do that. Otherwise, the adoption of the minutes of the last committee. Thank you, members. Any questions on this before we go to minutes? Are we all clear and comfortable? Okay. Okay. All right. We've got copies of the minutes in front of us. I'm of the understanding that we received this on time. Any comments on page 1? No comment 2? Page 3? Page 4. Page 5. Which is the last page? Any comments? Can, if they are in the absence of comments, can we get a formal mover? Honorable James, remember that you are to speak through the, if you are formally moving.
I am formally moving adoption. That was a very well written minutes. Thank you very much.
A seconder, thank you. Honorable Musala.
Yeah, I, Honorable Musala, move for the second.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, honorable members. I didn't want to raise this. It's just a reminder. I didn't want to raise this when my last point when we opened, because we had guests their first time. My office just wants to remind members. We did talk about this in our last portfolio committee when we were briefed on the briefing of the Ebola. Again, please, honorable members. Members are at liberty to go as members, those who are private representatives, and do whatever they want to do. But when you are to use Parliament letterheads, then you are on the other side of the line. When you have not been given a permission to do that, either by Parliament itself or by the committee or by the chair. Just to remind honorable members that there's Rule 129, if I'm not mistaken, that says it is the chair that will speak on behalf of the committee. One is aware that we did talk about this, but it's something that we think that as members we must call. One is to just to remind. Remember that it's our first term. We are to make our mistakes. We don't want also to be seen. My office don't want to be seen as being a bit unfair, because as the chair, I've got the right to say, if you do that, I say, you are on your own and you are going to take responsibility of that. The committee is distancing itself in that. If you use, and I want honorable members to understand, if you use parliamentary letterheads, there is a process and a procedure. Your political letterheads, I don't have any jurisdiction of that. Nobody has got jurisdiction of that. But immediately it's parliamentary letterheads. it then creates a problem for the committee and a problem for yourself as a member. That is why I'm saying I do think that it is the responsibility of the chair to, from time to time, remind. But it's a last reminder. If you do that, the committee will have to do what it is then supposedly to do. I can see Honourable James' hand is up.
May I just say thank you, Madam Chair, that individual members of Parliament who are members of this committee are not permitted to speak on behalf of the committee, I understand that, without your permission. But as individual members of Parliament, I certainly have the right to use the letterhead as a way of communication. And so so I would respectfully disagree with what it is you have to say. Thank you very much.
We will, but I don't want to open a debate on this, on that disagreement, on that. We will, I think we've got a responsibility as my office and the committee of this section to raise that, and I'm sure it's something that we'll have to also to look in moving forward. But as I think as the office, that is then the understanding of the office. But we'll take it from there in the next committee. I think we'll have to clear this so that as we move forward, I'm one person who doesn't want to work on a muddy and clouded environment. I want all of us to be on the same path so that we understand what we have got a mammoth task in front of us. Having said that, we are seeing each other again next week in the morning and in the afternoon. You will be reminded. And please, check on your documents. I can see today we were caught off guard. I understand that we're given the package that other week. And, thank you very much.